One of the sure signs of summer is spotting a lemonade stand as you drive in your neighborhood. That's one thing I always appreciate about summer, a fresh, cold glass of lemonade. The psalmist in Psalm 63 uses physical thirst as an image for a spiritual situation we find him in. Hi, this is Pastor David Bissett of Clifton Park Community Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm your pastor for the day. Let's take a look at Psalm 63. Just the first few verses will help us. The psalmist is David, and he speaks of being spiritually thirsty. Let's look at the first few verses. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. When you're thirsty, you know it, and you can't wait to have a drink of water or some other beverage to relieve your thirst. Can we feel the same way spiritually? Of course we can. David was experiencing some difficulty in the wilderness in Psalm 63, and he understood its effect upon his soul. He longed for more of God in the midst of that difficulty. And so he declares in Psalm 63 that he was thirsty spiritually. Let's see what he does with that spiritual thirst. He says first, O God, you are my God. As a believer, he knew where his soul could find satisfaction and help. In Psalm 23, he expressed it very clearly as well. The Lord is my shepherd. When your soul is spiritually thirsty, when your body and soul are craving spiritual help, look to the Lord. And that's where David goes in the second verse of the psalm. He says, So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory. David turned his heart and soul to the Lord. We often don't do that when we're thirsty spiritually. We know something's missing, but we often don't pause and pray or look to the Word of God to discover what God has for us. When we experience spiritual thirst, look to the Lord. Open His Word. Spend time in prayer. Let's get back to Psalm 63 for those opening verses. Again, David said, O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. In your name I will lift up my hands. After taking a deep drink of the glory of God, David's lips are ready to praise and worship him. He feels again the steadfast love of the Lord, and he praises him for it. That thirst is satisfied in our gracious and amazingly merciful and loving Father in heaven. And that satisfaction comes not just from the glory of God, but as David says, your steadfast love is better than life. I hope you know the love of God. God loves you and has shown that love through the person of his Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I encourage you to read all of Psalm 63. It will bless you. But even those opening verses, I hope, will direct you. May you find satisfaction in turning to the Lord God in His Word and in prayer by His Spirit. Again, this is Pastor Dave Bissett of Clifton Park Community Church. You can find us online at www.cliftonparkcommunitychurch.org. May the Lord bless you and keep you this day.